Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, welcome to another podcast. I don't even know what day it is, but we're early in the week, I know that much. Just been out on a bike ride. My thighs felt like lead. I don't know what it is. Other than me getting old, stay there. Okay, so I'm ill. That's why my thighs felt like lead. I guess we discovered that together. But welcome along to the Shed of Dreams, where I do my radio shows and other things like that. And there'll be some clips from when I was on Times Radio over the weekend coming out soon. I wore a shirt and tie for it, even though it was radio. I'm an idiot, but I filmed myself so I can edit it. Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully there'll be some. If I can find anything vaguely funny that I did, I will clip it. So don't hold your breath. And then what else have we got going? Some other clips, probably on social media. Oh, yeah, we've been joking about Kate on Twitter, at Mr. Stephen Allen. Listen, although there's one of those coming up in the show. Listen, we did a radio show. We went through the newspapers and found some smaller stories that you might have otherwise missed. I'm talking quickly, aren't I? I've had a lot of caffeine today. We had the health visitor come round to visit our little, you know, six-week-old baby. And she was saying, how are you finding it? And I was like, oh, it's tiring. And there is a thing that happens when you are the dad of a child. Everyone goes, oh, bless him, is he tired? Oh, it's tiring being a parent. Imagine how the mum feels. Oh, isn't it nice? Oh, you're tired, you're tired. Oh, are you a little bit tired? It's like, yeah, I'm a little bit tired. Because I do stand-up comedy, I have to drive for 2.5 hours from about midnight, get back about 3 a.m, and if I fall asleep, I'll die. But anyway, yeah, keep mocking. So that was fun. That's the mood that I'm in today. But I got up. So I'm the one who wakes up to sort out our 1-year-old. So it doesn't matter how late I get in. I'm up early doing that, having energy drinks, making a radio show. You can just feel the bitterness. In fact, listen out for one of the jokes in today's show, which is very much informed by how tired I felt. Details on the way. We did a show and it came out like this. On the show today, many news stories of interest. We could be talking about biscuits, which I liked. Although, to be fair, today it's been a fasting day. I've been eating, not for religious reasons. I picked the wrong day to join in with the fasting, didn't I? Oh, dear. No, I just thought I'd lose some weight, some fat. Which is why, on the show today, can you tell that I'm fasting? We'll talk about biscuits, Nigella Lawson, eating a roast, bread, and also some coffee. Sorry about this. As I continue to do my diet, it's just going to be less of a show list, more of a shopping list. Anyway, we'll make the best. Entertainment news is one of the many newses that we like to bring you here on this show and to get the very latest in what the celebs have been doing. I'm joined by someone who knows what he's talking about. It's Larry. Hello.
Hey, Stevie.
Larry, it's good to hear from you. What have you got for us this time?
TV cook Nigella Lawson says that she's made the best cheese toasty.
Wow. This cost of living crisis is cutting deep. She used to cook lamb and lobster. Now it's cheese toasties.
Well, she thinks her one is the best.
Of course she does. If you've ever seen her TV show, she cooks all day, feeds her friends, goes to bed, and then sneaks downstairs to raid the fridge.
So?
I don't know what she does in her bedroom, but she comes back downstairs with the munchies, so she will eat anything at that point.
When she does it, she fills a tortilla wrap with cheese, ham, jalapeno, and spring onions.
That's the kind of food you only eat when you know you are not going to get a snog that day.
So you'd have one for breakfast.
I mean, harsh but fair. Listen, thank you for the update. We'll speak soon.
Okay, toodles.
Here's one for you. Now, admittedly, I saw this in yesterday's paper. Can't believe I missed it. Sooty is so valuable he has more body doubles than Vladimir Putin. Now, one could say that's because it's easier to make a sooty body double. They sell them in shops. Then again, they sell Putin masks, don't they? Forget that line of questioning. So there are more body doubles for Sooty than Vladimir Putin. And I was about to say, yeah, but Sooty's never tried to annex parts of Crimea. And we don't know that, do we? No, because we watch Sooty all the time, and all we ever hear is what his handler has repeated. For all we know, he's whispering in whoever it is these days. It's not even Corbett anymore, is it? Whispering some bloke's ear, I want part of Ukraine. And the handler's going, this is kids TV, mate. Keep it light. What's that, Sooty? You want to squirt me with a water pistol? No, I want part of Ukraine. Shh, what? Keep it down. Then again, I've not seen Sweep in a while, so... A US report which says there's no evidence proving that aliens exist has come out. And Uri Geller, who I'm sure doesn't have any skin in this game, I'm sure he hasn't made millions out of gullible people believing in magic and rubbish. Uri Geller says that that is a pile of hot, steaming bull. And do I have the bleep sound effect? Do I have the... Yes. Hot, steaming bull. It's a bit long for that word, isn't it? But you know what it's saying. If you are so inclined, if you find me on social media, you'll find the interview where I fell out with Uri Geller. He caught the end of the interview because I was being, however he phrased it, I was simply being questioning and sceptical. And he didn't like that. He was shutting me down. And I don't think what he does is real because we fell out. I went home and my spoons are fine. And if, you know what I mean, if he had the power, he would have been so annoyed with the interview. I'd have got home and I'd been like, well, I'm not making a cup of tea today, am I? So I'm less worried about aliens, really, coming to visit and all that. I'm more worried about aliens picking up on electromagnetic radiation. They could be listening to this right now. If they try and respond on 107.5 megahertz, well, it's all very well for you. I'd be sat here talking to myself, and I don't know what would happen. Maybe, like, static would come in that.
Earthlings, we have been monitoring your radio broadcast to learn about your species. I see that Princess Catherine has admitted that she edited the photo of her and her children that went viral on social media. You can tell it is edited because she has three children and does not look knackered.
Eggplant, and then you come back to me in the studio. But I mean, let's hope that doesn't happen because you wouldn't want to sit through that, would you? Quick hit on this news story. Helen Flanagan, who used to be in Coronation Street, reckons that the White Cliffs of Dover are made from cheese, proving the point that you shouldn't ever listen to actors and actresses. That's in the newspaper. Someone who used to be in Corrie said a stupid thing. Let's print that. It's happened again. It's a story of someone who's found something in their food that looks like a thing. Normally it's like Jesus on toast or Elvis on toast, a lot of toast ones. There was something turned up in some butter a while ago. Someone had a grape that looks like Greg Wallace. They all kind of look like Greg. All right, so that was a bad example. But a woman was shocked to see Baby Yoda staring back at her in her coffee. Well, you would be, wouldn't you? The milk foam, which clung to the side of Lorena Denise's mug, bore an uncanny resemblance, their words, definitely not mine, to the Mandalorian character. And it says you can clearly make out his long pointed ears. Well, it's foam, isn't it? It's just a bit of foam. Do you think, I don't even know how this gets in the news, do you think people sit around just splatting butter on toast, trying to make them, like, I'm going to make 100 rounds of toast today. Why are you hungry? No, I want to get in the Daily Star. Or do people... Maybe it's the way I eat. I don't, like, they could have had the face of Mother Teresa on a hot cross bun this week, and I wouldn't have noticed it, because I'd just be cramming it down my face. So, maybe it's my fault. I love this story, and it's gross. I'm sorry, I'm about to be gross. If you're eating, look away now. If you're eating, corn on the cob, or I'm trying to think what else would be gross. Well, you can work it out yourself. Brits find it impossible not to pop bubble wrap. What's gross about that, Steve? Bear with. A survey said that 21% get popping immediately as soon as the parcels arrived. I love it. I get really annoyed when you get a parcel and you open it and it's just other padding. Do you know what I mean? No! I want the bubble wrap! This is why I could never work in any sort of distribution centre. Or maybe this is why people who work in the Amazon fulfillment centres famously say that they're not allowed toilet breaks. Because all they do is just take a load of the bubble wrap with them and just have a good old time. So their plan is probably don't let them have time to go to the toilet. Therefore, we'll save millions on all the bubble wrap they would have gone through. The thing that's gross about it is, do you know why we like doing bubble wrap? It's because we're not teenagers anymore, so we don't get the spots to do. I know it's gross, but if we're being brutally honest, that's all it is, isn't it? It's like doing fake spots, plastic blow up. You're doing blow up doll spots. I told you it'd put you off your food. So, roast dinners. We said we were going to talk about this. In the news, it says that loads of Brits think that it's acceptable to eat a full roast dinner in the office. We could have a side debate about what constitutes a full roast dinner. But apparently, someone posted a picture on social media showing some leftovers with trimmings on their desk, uploaded it to X, formerly Twitter, and then people have either supported or been outraged at the idea of sitting there eating a roast at dinner, in the office. I didn't even think that would have been an issue. The rules are simple, aren't they? Don't eat anything like eggy cress sandwich, no. Anything that stinks, no. But a roast doesn't stink. It smells nice. It smells of roast. It's one of the best smells. I think cooking a roast at work would be the problem, wouldn't it? If you go into the office and someone has commandeered the microwave and maybe like one camping stove and they're there for about 5 hours trying to do a roast, this is someone who really wants to work from home. That's all I'm saying. How would you phrase this? This is about attractive actress privilege or rich woman privilege. Or there was a survey. In fact, where is it? There was a survey that said that statistically, the happiest people are, was it posh women who are married and consider themselves attractive? That's the demographic. And of course it is. You've got, you're married, you're not on the hunt anymore. You've got money and you think you're good looking. Can I just say how far away my demographic is from posh, female and attractive? How dare you survey? However, Kate Blanchett is in the news doing a similar thing. She says that thanks to technology and Instagram filters, nobody's getting older anymore, says the 54-year-old Australian actress who looks good with a filter on her. And this just shows posh woman privilege. She, with a filter, will look young. You try being a bald man with a grey beard, because there's no filter that corrects that. Yeah, I could go on Snapchat and have a little doggy ears. I'm not sure it makes me look younger. I suppose it does, but then older in dog ears. So either way, I don't win. Quick shout out to someone who tweeted, because did you see the Oscars? John Cena was there, and I'll just read you the tweet exchange that we had, actually. Hang on, move it there. Because I tweeted about that picture of John Cena. He turned up naked to give an award. And I said, oh, so when John Cena turns up naked, it's a highlight of the Oscars. But when I do it, I get banned from that Tesco. And thank you to Cherry B, who tweeted saying, did you have your own bag? I replied saying, yes, I did. And I take it with me everywhere. And she says, then you are a model customer. And I thought I'd highlight, this is the first time I've joked about me being naked that's ended up with me being called a model. That does not normally happen, and I will take it. Thank you. That'll be your podcast done for today. Subscribe to wherever you got this podcast. If you'd like to leave a tip, and I keep saying this like pence, this is all, the only kind of movement I'm looking for. Pounds, too much. If I've tickled your fancy in any way, chuck some pence in my Ko-fi link on the podcast description. I should actually just get the thing. I could read it out to you, because some people might not be bothered to look at the podcast description. Ko-fi, Ko-fi, I'm sure you knew that. ko-fi.com/Mr. Stephen Allen. Why not? I can make 3p out of this if you donate that. I'm also on social media at Mr. Stephen Allen on pretty much all the networks. And I spotted a typo in my podcast description. It's a good job we looked at it. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.